The Art of Work, Section 6. Everything has its season, and there is a time for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to reap. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to destroy and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to caress and a time to abstain. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to find and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to discard. A time to argue and a time to agree. A time to listen and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Now that we have spent a month walking through Kohelet's entire book, we can return to his poem about time and look at it within the context of all his wisdom. If you have not listened to the previous podcast, I would encourage you to go back and catch up before going on. You can listen to an entire month in just over an hour at artofwork.ca. As I noted last month, Kohelet's time poem is the most popular section of his entire book. In fact, in the 1960s, when it was simply put to music, it actually rose to the number one spot on the music charts. Kohelet's words are a timeless masterpiece, and they are continually being quoted by speakers and writers. Unfortunately, today his words are used primarily to promote an idea that is not even found in his poem, nor in the rest of his book. It is this notion that everything happens for a reason, that every detail of your life is being carefully orchestrated, and you just have to follow along. It doesn't really matter what happens, everything happens at the right season, at its foreordained time. It's a teaching that sounds pious and devout, but in reality, it is a way for us to abdicate our responsibility for the decisions we make, to sidestep the need to carefully make wise decisions. Yet Kohelet has been quite clear in the rest of his book. He says we live in a world that is twisted and lacking. Problems and difficulties continually grow around us like weeds, and the reality of those thorns and thistles is that they inevitably introduce the element of time and chance into all aspects of human existence. The reality of weeds is that they are a random entity. Kohelet tells us that this is exactly why we must acquire wisdom, so we can understand what steps to take even when we are weighed down by our problems. It's ironic that Kohelet's words for futility actually means vapor or smoke, for indeed we love to blow smoke when we let those words roll off our tongue. Everything happens for a reason. Yet it is actually true, for God has decreed that we shall live in a twisted and lacking world until we return to the dust from whence we came. The wise will make peace with this reality and find a measure of daily joy and peace amidst the random chaos of time and chance. My name is Vance Neudorf, and these are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes, The Art of Work, bringing ancient wisdom to life. Thank you for listening.